There we go. Okay, so I'm with Neon Hitch. This is
Hiya.
Carcass from Church of Pop. So hello, you've got your new album coming out soon.
I do. I also have a new tattoo on my boobie.
This is Coca-Cola.
Yeah, so I was with my lawyer last night, well, yesterday, and I had a meeting, and I was just, I'm very spontaneous. So I was like, let's go to my tattoo shop, and I just was like, let's do this. So we had an album listening party in the tattoo shop whilst I got my tit tattooed.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I went and got my septum pierced a couple
yes.
weeks ago. I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go get my septum pierced. Like, why not?
Why not? Absolutely.
All right. Well, I have a few questions for you.
Boom.
I don't know how many, like, what exactly you can answer so far. I don't know if you want to go into the specs on the album yet, but I wanted to ask,
I'll tell you everything.
Okay. How many songs are going to be on the record?
There's 12, and then, I have a bonus track on there, which actually is Freedom. Because, you know, I feel like Freedom, like, was always meant to be on an album.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, you know, I didn't get to put out the other album, so I put it on there.
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck is going on? Is there a crash?
What the hell? It sounds like a garbage or something.
Oh yeah, maybe so.
That might be what it was. Alright,
But yeah, so 12 songs.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good album, you know, starting with a start, middle, and ending. It's not too much, not, you know, not too short. That sounds good.
Definitely. I mean, I could put 300 on there, but I just did 12.
Well, I know, speaking of all the songs you've written, I know you kind of posted on Instagram, I think it was. It was a track list of songs that you've written. You had for your the previous album that you were
right.
working on, and I don't know what happened with it, but at least I know now you've got Anarchy. But what songs on that is going to be coming over to this album, or if, like, is this a whole new batch of songs?
This is a whole new, completely different thing.
Okay.
So basically, like, I don't know, I evolve, like, every day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my music, like, evolves with me, obviously. And, you know, the album didn't come out because, you know, some issues, there's always fucking something. But,
yeah.
You know, whenever I have a block in the road, I never let it limit me. I'm always like, all right, on to the next. So, you know, I got together with some producers that were just like, you know, down to kind of like blind me from the bottom, you know, to the top. And they were like, in it to win it. And, you know, it's like kind of like, you know, I've worked with a lot of like high profile, like producers, you know, artists and whatever. And the cool thing about this is like, it's just truly like, you know, they're like new producers that I've like scouted out because I'm naturally kind of like an A&R a little bit. Like I just have that in my blood. And so, you know, like I've scouted out these dope new producers and two amazing new young artists.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've kind of like built like a whole new crew out here in LA.
Okay.
And I just was like, I honestly didn't even plan on like creating like a whole new album. I just kind of started to go in and vibe out, and like a lot of the songs I would just be like, oh, play me a beat, and I would just jump on a mic and freestyle.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this, I don't know, like the new shit I'm doing is so different. It's not like anything I've done before. So I was like, it doesn't actually fit with any of the other songs. It's his own style, you
yeah.
know? Wow. That sounds crazy.
What the hell was that?
Say hello to Chris.
Hello.
Chris has been building this album with me. We've been living the album, you know?
Okay.
He's a close friend. Like, they're all, like, proper, like, close, like, family friends kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like, you know, it wasn't forced, it wasn't planned. I just vibed out, and I was just myself. And, yeah, it's just very different. So, and then, you know, as I was, like, freestyling these new songs, I was like, oh, shit, I need to kind of, like, make a whole album of this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I've been in the game for a minute, you know? As
yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of singles out, and for some reason, you know, I have never had an album out, so this is really an exciting time for me. in my life.
Yeah, and it sounds like it. It sounds like you're really excited about the new album, and you actually believe it. Like, there's a lot of shitty artists out there that they'll put out an album, and they don't believe what they put out. And it really sounds like you have faith in what this album is and what it
Absolutely.
Will be.
Well, I feel like when you're honest, nobody can hate that. You know, like,
yeah,
my music may not be everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah,
but no one can hate this album because it's just honest. It's the most honest work I've ever done. It's not contrived. It's just me. So it's like, whatever. You know, like, you can't say it's bad music. It's fucking dope.
Yeah. How long did it take you to make the album?
Chris, how long did it take to make the album? Couple months? Probably about, maybe 2 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
So
you said you had a listening party, so it's complete. It's done.
Oh, yeah, it's done. We handed in today to Cobalt. They're distributing it.
Okay.
So it's coming out on my label to do this. It's so worth it. It's amazing to see the process of, like, not only just creating an album, but getting it out there. You know, before, when I was on Warner Brothers, like, I never got to see the process. That was all, you know, above my head. I had no idea what was going on. But now, like, I've learned, you know, kind of the whole process of handing it in and, like, writing all the credits. And, like, just, it's a lot of work, but we did it.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it. I also have a couple of questions about if there's any influence, like, any kind of influences of anybody that, like, any kind of musicians. Like, I know you, I'm pretty sure, I've heard that you were pretty close with Amy Winehouse. Is there anything about, like, any kind of influences from her music put onto this record?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, she's my guardian angel, for real. Like, she is always looking out for me. You know, like she always did when she was on this planet. And, you know, now she does, I feel like, even more, you know, spiritually.
Yeah. I also wanted to ask you, I don't know if I should ask you this because it's kind of a little bit of a taboo kind of thing, but with your songs that don't make records or don't release and they leak online, what do you, like, how do you feel about the songs? Because I know Kesha, I know you've met Kesha and you're friends with her, right?
Yeah.
I know she's in the mindset where if something leaks, that's great because that's more for the fans to know and more for the fans to hear. How do you feel about unreleased material leaking?
I wouldn't promote my music leaking because I'd like to have approval. Like, it may be work that I haven't fully finished and, you know, may not be ready for people to listen to. Like, every song I make is like a baby, you know? So, like, I'm very protective over them. But at the same time, like, I don't, a lot of my music is leaked and I really, really give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, fuck it, you know? the difficult thing about that is, because I write a lot of songs for other people too.
Yeah.
You know, there can be confusion where, like, a song of mine leaks, and I'm like, that's not for me. Like, it's totally not my style. So it can be, like, misrepresentation, you know? You know, new projects, whatever. And I'm like, no, I wrote that for someone else. That's not my style, personally.
Yeah.
So that can be tricky. But, I guess it depends on the song.
Okay.
If it's something I'm really proud of, I'm like, yeah, dope. I'm glad people are hearing it.
Yeah. I was curious about artists that are out there now. If there's anybody that you could collaborate with, who would that exactly be? Like, who would you want to collaborate with?
Most of my favorite people to collaborate with are dead. So the alive people, I would say, well, first of all, I really want to work with Jerry Folk. He's this new awesome producer guy, and his shit is so fly.
I'll have to look it up.
You have to. I bump it all the time. It's awesome.
Okay.
Also the obvious, like, I would love to work with Madonna. That would be, like, a dream come true.
Oh, yeah.
But, I have been lucky enough to work with most of my favorite artists, you know, like Gym Class Heroes, Sia, all these incredible people. So, I've ticked a lot of them off the list. Yeah. But, you know, so now, like, I'm kind of looking at, like, who's new and upcoming, and just, it's got, like, a fresh flavor, you know, that's something brand new.
Yeah. So Sparks isn't going to be on the album, right?
No, because okay. It just sounds so different from this other stuff. Like, you'll see, when you hear this album, you're like,
it doesn't even match.
It just seems so much the same person. Literally.
Yeah, okay.
I have many characters, you know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound the same as this project, so no.
Okay, all right. There's one last question I wanted to ask you for the interview. If there's any advice you would give, because I was up last night writing, and I write my own kind of stuff, and...
Write songs?
Yeah, and I want to get into the music industry someday.
Please hold. Never a calm moment. Oh my God.
LA, right?
Oh my God. Okay, carry on.
But I write my own music, and I'm sure there's other people who are out there that write their own stuff. What advice would you give to them starting out or wanting to get into music and, you know, wanting to get into that scene?
I would say if you're starting off, I would just say, like, hone your art, do it every day, you know, because, you know, the more you do it, the better you get. And, you know, I listen to a lot of old music because I feel like they're like true songs, you know, like a lot of most recent stuff, you know, and I'm guilty about doing it too. It's like, they're more just like vibes, you know, which is cool too. But if you're trying to like, build yourself as a songwriter, you know, listen to a lot of like old songs. Like, my favorite is Dolly Parton. Like, she is one of my favorite songwriters. Incredible.
Yeah.
And I think rather than, this is just me personally speaking from what's made me a better songwriter, is really writing about experiences that you've actually been through and like really felt, rather than trying to like come up with this like random concept that you don't have any like emotional attachment to, because I feel like if you've experienced it, then it's so much easier to write about, and there's so many different ways of wording it, you know, because it's like feel it. I would just say do it every day. There's a different way of writing. Everyone has their own, you know, their own formula. But for me, it's about just living, you know, and that's why I don't regret the tough times I've been through, because some of my best music has come from those times, you know?
Yeah.
So live life, and write about it.
I mean, I agree. I really do agree with you, because my favorite stuff I've written whenever I've gone through like my own hard stuff and hard, you know. And I feel like that's how a lot of musicians and songwriters connect, because they feel like the reality of it. It's not just some kind of fake, you know, some kind of fake shit that, you know, somebody wrote for them, and then there you go sing it, and then you don't really feel it from them.
Right, and I feel like if you feel it, that really translates clearly, you know?
Definitely.
And generally speaking, although we all have a very different path in life, you know, we're all human, and, you know, we all have kind of similar feelings, you know, we have heartbreak, we have excitement, you know, all these emotions, like, if you connect to it, like, a lot of other people are going to feel that, you know?
Yeah.
And, it's about connecting with others, I think.
I think so, too, yeah. All right, well, that will be the end of the interview. That's all the questions I had.
Okay.
I was really, you know, I was really curious about this new album, and I'm really excited to hear it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so you can pre-order it 8th of July, and it actually comes out the 22nd of July. I also did a new TV show. I just did one episode, but I'm on The New Millionaire Matchmaker.
Okay.
I never would have done reality TV. But, you know, I'm all about doing things I've never done before, so
fuck it.
It's going to be entertaining. I think... people would definitely enjoy it.
Sure. I'll have to look out for it. I'll look out for it, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't got confirmation of when my episode is. But the series airs 8th of July.
Okay.
And I've written this beautiful song on the TV show called Please, and I'm putting that out on the 8th of July too.
Okay.
And it's the first song that I've ever, like, fully done 100%, like on the piano, like a ballad. I just wrote in like 30 minutes. But I'm really proud of it. You know, it means a lot to me, that song.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. I love ballads. So, you know, I'm really excited to hear it.
Yay. Well, it was really nice speaking with you.
Yeah, you too.
You take care.
Yeah, you too.